How do you pick a name for your podcast or change a name if you've already got one? I do all my branding as Jerry Banfield. For my podcast, I've chosen to call it The Jerry Banfield Show, because then it's, if I just put Jerry Banfield on my podcast, that's a little bit confusing. And when I put The Jerry Banfield Show on my podcast, then it makes sense. If you choose some other name for it, there can be some benefits to that, but there's a big downside. More than likely, whatever you're doing now, in a year or two or three, or maybe even a few months, you won't want to do it anymore. For example, if you pick the hairstyling as your topic and you do something like The Hairstyling Show, what if you don't want to talk about hairstyling 6 months from now? It might be hard to imagine that you'd ever lose your passion for whatever it is you're doing today. What I've learned in 7.5 years of having a business online is I brand everything Jerry Banfield, because then no matter what I do, I can continue under that. That gives me consistency among all the different platforms. You go to Facebook, it's Jerry Banfield. YouTube, Jerry Banfield. Twitter, Jerry Banfield. Twitch, Jerry Banfield. Website, Jerry Banfield. Podcast, The Jerry Banfield Show. That gives me the ability to just do everything Jerry Banfield. That way, whatever I'm into, I can keep putting it up on my podcast. And what I can say in earning on my podcast and having 74,000 plays, this is actually just in the last 3 months since I've switched to Anchor.fm. I can say that you need consistency with your podcast. You work really hard to get listeners, and it's very easy to lose listeners. And if you focus too much on your podcast on one specific subject, like nerdy gaming songs or something, what happens when you don't want to do nerdy gaming songs anymore? You've just wasted all that effort. It can be nice to have a focused product sometimes. Generally, it's nice to just build something indefinitely and not have to change it. Thus, I just do the Jerry Banfield Show. There's lots of, just like the Tim Ferriss Show, there's just like the other people, the Tonight Show. There's a show, it's a good proven name that works for many people. You can do something like the Jerry Banfield Experience. You could do something like Jerry Banfield Daily. There's all kinds of ways you could brand it. I encourage you, use your actual name in it. Then you can brand everything on it. If you've got a website, then it's a very natural place you can promote it. You can also, it's easy to get your friends to listen to something that's specifically about whatever you're doing. Instead of, what if your friends aren't interested in nerdy gaming music? Then even if you're doing nerdy gaming music on the Jerry Banfield Show, then you can get people to listen to episodes they might like. But if you pick something that's so focused, it may be hard to get anyone to listen to it. It's good, especially in the beginning or the growth phase, which kind of is indefinitely. But before you've got a proven formula, it can be really good to have room for flexibility and not lose everything from that. When you pick a really specific topic and you change, you lose everything on that change. I, of course, started the opposite. I branded things not on Jerry Banfield. In fact, the first 2.5 years or so of my business, I just went around building company websites, branding on all these specific things. And what happened? Every time I stopped doing something, I essentially wasted my time on whatever I was doing before. Since I've switched my branding to Jerry Banfield, it's been an amazing effect. As when I've got 656 blog posts, 790 podcast episodes, it has this cumulative effect that is awesome. That I'm very grateful in the last 3 months, 74,000 plays on my podcast. That's more than the first several years combined. I started, of course, I didn't have this advice myself. I started two podcasts when I started. I started one podcast was called Learn Love, and another podcast was something business related. And I put both of these podcasts together, which almost no one was listening to. I put both of these together into the something Jerry Banfield. The Jerry Banfield Show is the latest name, and I think it has been that before. I put those together into the Jerry Banfield podcast, and then people started listening. when no one wanted to listen to my Learn Love podcast or my business podcast by itself, people understood that the one thing in common with every episode would be Jerry Banfield. Then I was able to put all my Learn Love episodes, which are still on the podcast, and I was able to put all my business stuff on the podcast. I put my music on the podcast. I put all my inspirational stuff. I just put everything in the podcast. And this way, listeners are able to just go through and see whatever you're interested in. There's stand-up comedy. There's tutorials. There's book reviews on it. There's music. There's all kinds of stuff on my podcast. And that is why I'm able to get a lot of listeners, is because everyone goes to the same place and it doesn't change over time. For this reason, I highly recommend brand your podcast after yourself. Even if you can't imagine it needing to change, even if you've got a partner in mind you're going to do a specific topic with, what happens when you break up with that partner? What happens when you don't want to work together? You just ran out of ideas. If you've got the Jerry Banfield Show, you just press on. If you've made it something ultra specific, then you need to rebrand it, which is annoying, I'd know. And then you lose listeners every time you make big changes like that. I hope I've explained what I've learned in 5 or 6 years of having a podcast that I hope is useful for you today in your podcasting journey. Thank you for watching one of the videos from my course, Start a Podcast Today Free on anchor.fm with sponsorships. When you'd like to watch the rest of the videos, will you please buy the course on my euthena.com platform, because you will feel great helping support the course and any additional videos. Plus, you'll love getting access to the rest of the class and a Facebook and Discord group where you can ask me questions. You also can get this in the Jerry Banfield Forever course bundle, which includes all the courses I teach for the rest of my life, plus all that I've made so far, and all the courses I executive produce as the just the guy that pays for the course to get done. I'm executive producing a bunch of courses right now. You can see this Forever bundle includes ethical hacking courses, and it includes a lot more courses coming in the future for one price today. I appreciate you being here on this video, and I imagine you'll love joining us on Euthena, given you've got all the way to the end of this video and most people bailed before you. I think you might even love the Jerry Banfield Forever bundle, which will have this course with everything else in it. In addition to Facebook and YouTube, why not join us on my website and on Twitter while you're at it? I think you will love following me on Twitter, because Twitter, you get one place where you've got everything. You've got blog posts, podcasts, YouTube videos, gaming streams, all the stuff's in one spot for you. I think you might love following me on Twitter. Also, while I'm at it, I'll just ask for a few more things too.